WRCO Sports, sponsored this morning by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks in for Adam Hess. The Milwaukee Brewers suffered another loss on the road, 9-5 last night against San Diego, making it two in a row. And as the Brewers fell 9-5, unable to get the runs in when they needed it. They will do a battle again this evening with a 6:15 first pitch time against the Padres. You can hear the game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Wisconsin volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield gets another pay bump after another successful season. Sheffield's new contract pays him a base salary of $575,000 a year. It runs through 2028 and promises him a raise of $25,000 a year. His Badgers have made it to the Final Four 5 times in 11 years, and Sheffield has an overall coaching record of 292-61. His teams have made it to the Sweet 16 every season, claiming 5 Big Ten Conference championships and 5 Final Four appearances. Former All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari isn't ready to give up on his pro career. He says he wants to play another couple of years. ESPN is reporting that the former Packer star thinks his latest surgery would allow him to return to the Pro Bowl level. How about back in Green Bay? When asked, the NFL insider quotes Bakhtiari as responding, "Never say never. The Packers cut him, so it doesn't look like a return is a high probability. If he is healthy, it is sure that some NFL team will check him out." A high school standout from the Prairie School will walk on for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. 5'9" guard Reese Jaramillo led her team for the state semifinals this season. She averaged 16 points and 7.6 rebounds a game for the Hawks, who compiled a record of 25-4. She earned honorable mention to the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Squad. Well, the good news for the Florida Panthers is this. There is a Game 7 for the Stanley Cup Final Friday night, and it's on their home ice, and they need to figure a whole lot of things out by then. Another chance to win the Stanley Cup became another power outage for the Panthers Friday night when Florida lost 5-1 to the Edmonton Oilers in Game 6 of the title series. A 3-0 series lead is now completely gone, and the season will end Monday night one way or another. The Boston Celtics have celebrated their 18th NBA championship with a customary duck boat parade throughout the city, as all four of Boston's major professional sports franchises have used the duck boats to celebrate championships in recent years. The Celtics broke a tie with the LA Lakers for the most league titles when they beat the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. On Friday, the Celtics owner and his family carried the Larry O'Brien trophy past the sea of fans on foot as they made their way to TD Garden. Taking a look at some other sports scores from around the league in National League Baseball, the New York Mets had an 11-1 win over the Chicago Cubs, while Arizona came away with a close win over Philadelphia 5-4. It was Washington 11, Colorado 5. Over in the American League, Detroit edged out the Chicago White Sox 2-1, while Cleveland defeated Toronto 7-1. Texas came away the victor against Kansas City 6-2. A high-scoring game between Houston and Baltimore. Houston gets the win, though, 14-11, while Oakland topped Minnesota 6-5. In interleague play, it was Tampa Bay 10, Pittsburgh 3. Miami edges out Seattle 3-2. It was Cincinnati taking down Boston 5-2, while Atlanta defeated the New York Yankees 8-1. And two LA teams going head-to-head, it was the LA Angels 3, topping the LA Dodgers 2. Also in the WNBA, it was Indiana scoring a 91-79 win over Atlanta, while Las Vegas came away the victor over Connecticut 85-74. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.